Okay, on Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, Tashma Adam Rav Yehoshua ben Levi. This is the last couple of words of Chaf Beis Amud Beis. Okay, come listen. Rav Yehoshua ben Levi said, "Ashashas delekas v'alekas kol yom kulo." A candle, like a ashashas, is like a lantern or something. Ashashas delekas v'alekas kol yom kulo. That was burnt the entire day of Shabbos. Matzi Shabbos mechabim adlikan. Matzi Shabbos, you extinguish it and light it again. For Chanukah. If you understand that lighting the candle is what makes the mitzvah fine, it's putting it where it's supposed to go. In other words, it should say that you have to put it out, light it again, and then lift it and put it down. And only by putting it in the right place would you be mitzvah. Because we say the bracha of Asher Kiddushan Mitzvosav, it's Ivaru Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. Shmamina Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, Shmamina. From the fact that we said Lahadlik, we see that the mitzvah is the Hadlaka. Shmamina, you see from here. Vashramina Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, now that we say Hadlaka does the mitzvah, Hadlika Kherashat Vikatan Velos Loklum. So then it comes out that if somebody who is not obligated in the mitzvah, like a Kheresh Shota or Katan, then they haven't accomplished anything. Isha Vada Madlika, Dam Rishua. Certainly a woman can light and it's a good Hadlaka because Dam Rishua, then Levi, Nashim Chayavas and Nechanaka, Shafin Hayabos and Nates, women were just as much included in the miracle as the men and therefore they have the same responsibility to do Ner Chanukah. Amar Rav Shesha said, Achsan noy, Chayav b'ner Chanukah. A guest is obligated Ner Chanukah. Rezer mei reish havamina bei Rav. In the beginning, when I was learning Ki Havina bei Rav, when I was in the yeshiva of Rav, Mishtatafna b'priti b'hadei yishpiza. I would contribute to the prutas with the host where I was staying. Baser dinasavitza. Once I married a woman, I mean a hashtavade latsuich nizukamadlaki alai begobesai. After I got married, I said I don't need to do that because my wife is lighting on my behalf, in my house. Rav Shimon Levi kol hashmanim kulon yofin laner. All oils are fine for candles. Rav Shimon Zayis and the Mulchan, olive oil is the best. So this is for Chanukah candles. Amar Abai Mirishav Mahader Mar Amishcha Desumsume. In the beginning, I would seek sesame oil. Go after sesame oil. Amar hai mashik naharat fe, because the light is really, it lasts long and it's a clear, it's a nice light. Kim the shamalei lahadri b'shub and levi. Once I heard the teacher and levi, hadar amishcha the zesa, I would then try to get olive oil. Amar hai tzlol naharat fe, because this light is even clearer and less murky. Amar shub and levi, kolash mani yafin l'diyo. All oils, said b'shub and levi, are good for ink. The shem and zayis, minamufchor, and the best one for making ink is shemen zayis, olive oil. Iboy luhu legabel o le'ashen. Was he saying that it's best to mix in with the, like this, you know, they would use ashes, like soot from the fire to make the ink? Or did he mean to burn the olive oil to produce the smoke? So, and then you would use that, whatever came, the soot that came from that. Tashma, the Tashma Shmuel Bar Zutra. Kolash Mani Yafin, Ziyav Hashem Zayis Ben Morach, Ben Legabel, Ben La'ashen. It's good for both of those things. Shmuel Bar Zutra Masni Hachi. He would teach the following. Kolash Hashem Yafin L'diyo. All kinds of smoke are good for ink making. Hashem Zayis Ben Morach, but olive oil is the best. Amar Funa Kolash Shrafin Yafin L'diyo. All Shrafim, all like sap from a tree is good. Usraf ketaf yafamikulam, and the sraf of balsam is the best of all. Amar Rav Rashi, Amar Rav, Hamalik Ner Shel Chanukah Tzarich Levarich. The person makes the Chanukah candle, lights the Chanukah candle, has to make a bracha. Rav Yirmi, Amar Haron, Ner Shel Chanukah Tzarich Levarich. And if you see a Chanukah candle, Rav Yirmi says you have to make a bracha. Rav Yehuda, Yom Rishon Haron Levarich Shtayim. Rav Yehuda said the first day, a person who sees the bracha makes, a person who sees the candle makes two brachas, Umadlik Varech Shalosh, and the person lighting it makes three brachas, Mikan Ve'elach. From then on, Madlik Varech Shtayim, Beroet Mevarech Achas. But then from then on, the person who sees it only makes two, and the first one, and the person, sorry, the person who lights it only makes two, and the person who sees it only makes one. Mayimamayit. What is being left out? Mayimayit Zman. The bracha of Shehechayanu, which is only done on the first night, is therefore not relevant on any other night. Mayimayit Nes. So we say, let's leave out the bracha of Shasan Nisim Lavoseinu, the miracles. So he's saying, Nes kol yome ise. Every day, the miracle happened. But Shechianu is only the first time you do a mitzvah. What's a bracha? Shechianu mitzvah v'lahag ner shel Chanukah. Bracha is lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. V'hechan tzivanu. Where were we commanded by Hashem to do ner Chanukah? Rav Evya says, Amar milo sasur. From the pasuk says lo sasur. The Torah says don't deviate from the instructions of the rabbanan. Rav Nechemi Amar shalav yichav yagerchaz. Hashem commands us. And the Torah says ask your elders, ask your father, And then he'll tell you, ask your elders, and they will tell you. Masif of Amram. Hademai ma'arvin bo u'mishtatvin bo u'mvarchan olu mizamin olav u'mafrishin oso arum u'bein ashmashas. He says, we know that demai, which is when you bought, it's produce from an Am Haaretz, and you don't know whether he took off Meiser. You're allowed to make an Erev with it for Chatzeros. You're allowed to merge two alleys together. So that's, right, Mishtatfin Bo, Shtufim Bovos. You can make a bracha on it before and after eating it, and you invite people, right, Mizamna Love, you do a Mizumin with it at benching. Mafrishin also Arum Ben Ashmashas. And you may separate, even if you're not clothed, and even just before, right, the Ben Ashmashos of Shabbos, like in the twilight of Shabbos. Yamit call me the Rabbanon by bracha. And if you say anything that's the Rabbanon requires a bracha, hacha kikha arum hechem varech, then how do you say that taking off demai, how could you can't make a bracha when you're naked? So you say you can be mafresh it when you're naked. V'ha'inun v'ha'yamachanecha kadosh aleka. You require the v'ha'yamachanecha kadosh. The pasuk goes on v'lo yerbacha eres davar. Right, yelo yerbacha eres davar. So you shouldn't be naked when you're doing such a thing. Amar bayi v'ha'vaday didivrein bayi bracha. Certainly, when something is a certain midar, it certainly needs a bracha. Suffek the divrei lo by bracha. But if something is a suffek the rabbanon, you don't make a bracha. So when you're taking off ma'aser and demai, you don't know if it was taken before, so you wouldn't make a bracha. V'ha yom tov sheni the suffek divrei lo by bracha. Yom tov sheni, keeping a second day of chag, is a suffek and it requires a bracha. Hasam ki hechi de lo lezil zlubei. So we said that's because we don't want people to mistreat. If you didn't have to make a bracha on Yom Tov Sheni, people would think that it's not really an important day. But it really, really is. Rav Ame Haaretz, Masrim Hin. Most Ame Haaretz take off Meiser. Therefore, even if it is, maybe you would make a bracha on a Suffolk. But when it's a very strong, when it's a very strong tzad that you don't need the bracha, then you don't do it. I'm Rav Huna. Chatzer sheyesh lo shnei psachim tzricha shtei neros. A courtyard that has two entrances requires two Chanukah candles. I'm Rav Allah, let me shtei ruchos. That's only if in two different directions. Ruchach is lo tzarek, but if in the same direction, then you don't mind time. Or what's the reason? Ilam mishum chashad da. If it's because of chashad, which means that people that will see it, right? Well, so people will be concerned that you didn't light because they'll see a door without it. So chashad zaman. Who are we concerned about thinking that? Ilam chashad da alma. If there's chashad of people out there in the world, so afil b'ruach achas nami liboy, then even if it's in the same direction, they still would you still should need to light. Yichashad d'bnei masa, if it's the people of the city, so the alma means like people don't live in your city. People out there don't know your city; they're not familiar with this area. If it's the people in the city, afil b'shtei ruachas nami liboy, they shouldn't need because they know that you live in this house. You have another door. Well, mishum chashad d'bnei masa, it's because of the concern of the people in the city. V'zimin d'chalfe b'hai v'lo chalfe b'hai. Maybe there's people in the city who pass by one side, but they're not going to pass by the other. Somebody kechi de b'hai pitzka lo adlik, and they'll assume if you didn't let in this door, b'hach pitzka nami lo adlik, and you probably didn't light in the other one. And therefore, to avoid anyone thinking that you might not have lit, you have to light twice. And we now tamer de chashin le chashad. Who says that we're concerned about suspicion? Rishimon said in the Brice, there's four reasons the Torah said to leave peya at the corner of your field. Specifically, you could really leave wherever. One, negezel aniyim, because of robbing the poor. One is because stealing from the poor, one is because of causing the poor to be batel, to have nothing to do, because people might suspect you, and you shall not get, completely collect everything from your field, but you should leave some. So let's explain each one. Stealing from the poor, so that a person shouldn't, a balabayas shouldn't say that when he realizes that the field, there's no poor people nearby, so then he might say to his poor relative, this is the peah, and this is the right right now, and therefore no one would really know there's peah in the field, and he would manage, he would be really stealing peah from those with whom he didn't tell this to, and that's not supposed to be, it's supposed to be open to all poor. I mean, a bitalaniyim, it could cause the poor people to be batel. Why? Shleihanim yoshim mishamar achshem aniyach balabayas peah. So we will not sit around waiting and thinking, now he's going to do peah. Because if he puts it in a specific area, people know when they can get their peah. But otherwise, it causes them a lot of, they have to spend a lot of time trying to figure out where it's going to be. But chashad, because of chashad, shalo yehi ovin v'shavin rom, is that people that pass by the field won't say, tavim me'eri l'adam zep, cursed be this person. Shalo hiniach peah b'sadeu. He didn't leave peah. So, you don't want people to say that about you. Mishum bal techaleh, so wait a minute. We said, aren't all of these reasons because of los techala? Meaning, of course, you have to leave peah. So Rebbe says we're worried about cheaters. we're concerned that if you don't have to live in the corner of your field, people are like, yeah, I left it somewhere else. And they don't. Amar Yitzhak Bar Redifa Amar of Unaran Chav Gimel Bezna. Ner Sheyesh Lo Shtefios Ola L'Shnei B'nei Adam. If there's two wicks in two different spouts of the oil thing, so then you can light that for two different people. Amar Ava Mila Ka'ar Shem V'Kifa Pzilas. If a person filled up a bowl filled with oil and then he surrounded it he put wicks all around. Kafa olav kli ola kamenei adam. If he put something like a vessel over it, so then it can count for a whole bunch of different people, because by putting a vessel over it, like each, it won't look like one fire. It will look like each wick is doing a lo kafa lo kli also kamenei madura. If not, then it's like a madura, which is like a bonfire type of thing. Vafilu echad nami elohun. Even that's not even good because it's not enough to just light madura. It has to be. It does. That's not what you do for Hanukkah. Amar Rav Pshita li. Right, Rabbi said it's obvious to me that ner beso, ner Chanukah, ner beso adif. That a person has to choose between a Shabbos candle or a Chanukah candle. Shabbos candle come first, mishum shalom beso, because of shalom bayis. Ner beso v'kiddush hayom. If a person only has enough money for Shabbos candle or making kiddush, ner beso adif, mishum shalom beso. A person should light a candle in his house on Shabbos. You better to have light than to even make kiddush. If you just don't have, you have to pick one financially. By Rabbi, ner Chanukah v'kiddush hayom mahu. But what happens if you have Chanukah candle and kiddush? Kiddush hayom adif to tadir. Do you say kiddush comes first, which is more important? Adum ner Chanukah adif mishum pirsu minisa. Or do you say ner Chanukah comes first, which is because of pirsu minisa? After he asked this question, he explained it. Ner Chanukah adif mishum pirsu minisa. Ner Chanukah is more important than kiddush because of publicizing the miracle. A person who is regular with to light lights of Shabbos will have children that are Talmid Chacham. Hazar ben mezuzah zochel adirana. A person who is careful with mezuzah will have a nice house. Hazar ben tzitzis, a person who is careful with tzitzis, zochel talis no, will have nice clothing. Hazar ben kiddush hayom, a person who is careful about kiddush, zocha umemala garbe yayin, will be zocha to marry to fill up a jugs of wine. Rav Huna have a rugel to have a chalif v'tani apitzcha de Rabbi Avin Nagara. Rav Huna regularly would pass by and teach Torah near the entrance of Rabbi Avin the carpenter chaz to have a rugel b'shraki tuva. He saw that he used to light a lot of lamps. Amar tre garbe ravervi nafek mehacha. So he said, right in honor of Shabbos, he would light these lamps. And he said, two great men, two gavrei ravavi will come. Very great men will come from here. Nafka b'nei Rav Idi bar Avin, Rav Chia bar Avin. Rav Idi bar Avin and Rav Chia bar Avin came from him. Rav Chizda have a ruggle to have a chalif betani apetzcha de bein nesha de Rav Shizbi. Rav Chizda regularly would teach. He regularly would teach the entrance of Rav Shizvi's father's family's house, and he saw. He saw Chazal to have a rokel b'shragi tuva. That also, he had many candles, many lamps. Amar gavarav nafik mehacha navin ayir shesvi. Indeed, right, because he honored the Shabbos that way, Rav Shizbi came from that family. Divis Rav Yosef have a ma'achara umadaka. Rav Yosef's wife would light Shabbos candles pretty late. Amar Rav Yosef tinil lo yamish amud anan yamam v'amud eish laila. Malamit shamud anan mashdum lamud eish v'amud eish mashdum lamud anan. He said to her, it's taught in a brisa, that the pillar of cloud in the day and the pillar of fire at night didn't leave the people, which teaches us that the pillar of the cloud would overlap with the pillar of fire. The pillar of fire would appear just before the night, and the pillar of, and then it would overlap with the pillar of cloud. Savrila akdume amarlaha husaba tanina ubavach layakim l'shalayacher. So she wanted to kindle, so started lighting Shabbos candles much, much, much earlier. And this old man explained to her that we learned you can't do too early and you can't do too late. Amar Rava Derachim Rabbanan, a person who loves the Rabbanan, Havalei Banan Rabbanan, will have children who are themselves rabbis. Demokhi Rabbanan, a person who treats sages with honor, Havalei Chasna Vasa Rabbanan, then his daughters will marry Rabbanan, right? His daughters will, their husbands will become great rabbis. Dedachle Rabbanan, a person who fears the rabbis, who Gufa have a Torah Rabbanan, he himself will become a young Torah scholar. The ilav bar hachihu, but if he doesn't have the capacity for such a thing, he doesn't have that skill. Mishtam and mila kitzur rabbanan, still the things that he says will be received well, like as if he were a Torah scholar. Okay, says the Gemara, v'lo b'shemen sreifa. You're not supposed to light with burnt oil on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, my shemen sreifa. What's burnt oil? Amar Rava, shemen shal truma shenitma. We're talking about oil of truma that became tameh. My call the shemen sreifa. Why is it called shemen sreifa? Holy sreifa, because it needs to be burnt. B'Shabbos, my time alone. Why can't you do that on Shabbos? I mean, shemitzvah olav levar, because it's a mitzvah to get rid of it. Gave a shemayate, and we're concerned that the person's going to adjust the wick to get it to burn faster because it's a mitzvah to burn. Then on Yom Tov it should be permitted because on Yom Tov you're allowed to adjust wicks. Why can't you light on Yom Tov? Gzeira Yom Tov on Shabbos. We made a gzeira on Yom Tov because if you could do it on Yom Tov, then you might accidentally do it on Shabbos. We're not concerned that someone might come to adjust the lamp. Here we're talking about Yom Tov that came out on Erev Shabbos, v'she'en sarfin kodshim b'yom tov. And you're not allowed to burn kodshim on Yom Tov. Wait, from the fact that it says you can't light Shem and Tzref on Yom Tov, so that implies that the beginning was not talking about Yom Tov. It's saying, what's the reason? Matam ein madlikim b'shem and Tzref b'yom tov, v'she'en sarfin kodshim b'yom tov. Why can't you light because we don't burn kodshim on Yom Tov. Gemara continues on Chav Dalad Amunav. Tanaka said Rechista. It was taught in a Brisa like Rechista. Kol Eilu Shami Malikim Ben B'Shabbos. Any of these things that we said you don't light on Shabbos. Malikim Ben B'Yom Tov. You could light with them on Yom Tov. Chutz Mishem and Tzref. Lefisha Ein Tzarf and Kodshim Yom Tov. Except for Shem and Tzref, because you don't burn Kodshim on Yom Tov. Yibay Luhum. Al Haskir Shechanukah Bekas Amazon. What is the rule about saying mentioning Chanukah in benching? Kivin Derabbanu Hulamad Kivin. Do we say since Derabbanu we don't mention? Adul Mishim Persumenisa Mad Kivin. Maybe because of Persumenisa we do add it into benching. Amar Rav Schora Amar Rav Huna Eino Maskir. They said that you don't. Rav said that you don't. Yibay Luhum Haskir Maskir Behoda. If you really want to mention it, so you mention it in the bracha of thank you. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Ikloi. Lebe Rebbe, Savalat Kurba Bone Yerushalayim. So he thought to add it into Bone Yerushalayim. Avalei Rav Sheshes, Kis Fila. It is like prayer. Matfila Bahoda, Perchamazim Bahoda. Just like in prayer, we say it in Hoda'a, which is Modim. So in benching, we say it in Nadalacha. Ibar Lahu. Ma'al Haskir Rosh Chodesh Perchamazim. What about mentioning Rosh Chodesh in benching? Im Tims Lomber Chanaka Durabanon Lotzarech. Rosh Chodesh Daraisa Tzarech. Do we say that Rosh Chodesh, which is a Torah thing, so maybe it should be mentioned? Maybe because it's not the sort of holiday that is prohibited from doing malacha, it's not worthy to be mentioned. Rav Amar Masker, Rechanina Amar Masker. Amar Rav Zreka. So Rav said you do mention it. Rechanina says you don't. Rav Zreka said Nekot Rav Yadcha. Adopt the opinion of Rav. Dekoy Rav Oshaya Kavase, because Rav Oshaya goes like Rav. Tanya Rav Oshaya Yamim Sheyeshem Karban Musaf. If the day has Musaf, Kigon Rosh Chodesh, Shachal Shamoed, Arvis, Shacharis, Mincha, Mispal Shmon Esrei, VaOmer Me'ein Hamaor BaAvoda. Any day that has a musaf, like Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed, so Marv Shachar is a mincha, you daven Shana Esrei, and you add in Me'ena Ma'ora Ba'avoda, right? And Ritzei, you add that in during Shmona Esrei. V'im lo amar machzirna, so if you didn't say it, we send you back. V'im bohen kiddush ala kos, there's no kiddush. V'yeshen askar b'rkaz ha-mazin, and they mention b'rkaz ha-mazin. Yom she'im b'mkorn musaf, but if there's no musaf sacrifice, g'gon sheni v'chamishi, v'sheni, v'sanios, v'ma'amados, like Behab, Sheni Chamishi Vesheni, and Tanias are fast days, and Ma'amados, right, which is like the watches in the Beis HaMikdash, so then they have a different, let's find out what that is. So Sheni V'chamishi, Mai Avid Tayu. So what are we talking about when we say, Sheni v'chamishi. Hello, Sheni v'chamishi v'sheni shaltanias u'mamadas. We're talking about Monday, Thursday, and Monday that are fast days, like for rain and of ma'amados. So on those days, it goes like this. Arvus v'shachar z'mincha mitzbal shmona esrei v'omer ena ma'ora b'shomei tefila v'imlo omer ena machzir noso. So on those days, we say Marav Shachar San Mincha. You say the regular Shona Esrei, and you add in mentioning that it's a fast day in Shemei Tefillah. But Imlo Amar in Machzirino. So if you didn't say it, we don't send you back to daven another Shona Esrei. Ve'ben Kedusha Ala Kos. There's no Kiddush said over a cup in those days. Ve'ben Askar because I'm Muslim and they're not mentioned in benching. Okay. What is the rule about mentioning Chanukah in Musaf? And do you say that since Chanukah itself doesn't have a Musaf, so then you don't mention it, meaning for obviously you're saying it on Rosh Chodesh, right, which is also Chanukah. Agilma Yom Hu Shechayev Barba Tfilos. Or maybe that day is obligated in four Tfilos. Do not mention anything about Chanukah in the Rosh Chodesh Musaf on Chanukah. But they said that you do. The opinion of Rav Huna Rav Yehuda is Rav's opinion. The Amr of Gittel Amar Rav, Gittel quoted Rav, Rosh Chodesh Chalias B'Shabbos. And when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, Hamavter B'Navi B'Shabbos, Ein Tzarich L'Hazkir Shor Shchodesh. The person that is doing Mavter on Shabbos doesn't have to mention anything about Rosh Chodesh. Shomali Shabbos, Ein Navi B'Rosh Chodesh. Because it's only because of Shabbos that there is Haftorah at all. Midami Hasam Navi B'Rosh Chodesh like a claw. Normally, you say, wait a minute, on Rosh Chodesh there's no Navi at all, right? We don't do any haftarah. But here, in our situation, we do mention Chanukah in Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv. Ela leha damya. It's more similar to the following. The Amar Rav Achdavui, Amar Rav Masna, Amar Rav. Yom Tov Shchalias B'Shabbos. If Yom Tov is Chal on Shabbos, I'm out to be Mincha B'Shabbos. And it's our classic Shal Yom Tov. A person who is Maftir in Navi Shabbos afternoon does not need to mention Yom Tov. Shemal Shabbos ain't never mincha b'Yom Tov, because if not for Shabbos, a person would not be doing the haftorah of mincha on Yom Tov. Okay, Chaf Dalad Amid Beis. V'letzel chazor kol hanishmatata. The halacha is not like all of these teachings. Ella ki hadam Rav Yehuda ben Levi, but rather the halacha follows the approach of Rav Yehuda ben Levi, who said Yom Kippur Shchalias b'Shabbos. When Yom Kippur comes on Shabbos, I'm spelling the Eilat Tzarich L'Haskir Shal Shabbos. The person davening Eilat does need to mention Shabbos. Yom Ushin Ischayev ba'arba Tfilos, because it's a day that's obligated in all Tfilah, on four different Tfilos, and therefore you have to mention it. Kashi Hilchasa Hilchasa. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. It seems that there's a contradiction between two halachas. We know here that you said you can follow Yishuv and Levi, but generally we follow the opinion of Rava. And we also know the halachas like Rava, who said Yom Tov Chalas Chal and Shabbos Shleitzi, where Hayor Lefnei Teva Arvus Ena Tov Chalas Kesha Yom Tov. You don't have to mention Yom Tov when you come to Davin. Shomali Shabbos and Shleitzi Yorved Arvus Be Yom Tov, because if not for the fact that it was Shabbos, the Shlech Tzibur would not go say this tefillah on Yom Tov. So we say, "Hachi Hashda Hazam Bedinu Da Tefillah B'Shabbos Nami Lotzach." Really, even on Shabbos, you don't need to repeat. Rabbanan Hu Tzigin Mishum Sakana. And the only reason that we repeat anything then is because of Sakana. Aval Hachi Yom Hushin Yischayev Arba Tefillos. But here on Yom Kippur is a day that's obligated in all these tefillos, and therefore on that day, if there's added tefillos, you have to mention everything related to that day. Okay, says the Gemara. Veloba Aliya. You don't light with a tail of like a fat tail of a sheep or something. Chacham Hainu Tanakama. The Chacham said that it seems to be the same as a Tanakama. It could be neither of Bruno Amar Rav. The distinction would be the approach of Bruno Amar Rav, was that you could light with cooked fat if oil was added to it. And that's what they're doing. Vilona Saimi, but we're not certain which opinion is which, who holds what, but that would be what they're arguing about. Says the next Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, you cannot light with burnt oil on Yom Tov. Rishmol says you cannot light with itron, which is tar, because it smells bad and it's not honorable to Shabbos. It disturbs people. And the Rabbanan permit all oils, as long as they burn nicely. Sesame oil, nut oil, turnip oil, fish oil, gourd oil, tar, and naft. Nafta. I'm not sure exactly. Some kind of a tar also. Some kind of oil. Smelly oil. Reb Tarfon says you can light only with olive oil on Shabbos. In Malikan Shem Nesai's Blavad. My time. Malikisha Ein Tzarif and Kachim Be Yom Tov. What is the reason that you can't light Shem and Tzarif? Because you don't burn Kachim on Yom Tov. Mino Hani Mili. Rechizki V'chein Tan DeVechizki. Amar Kov L'simeno Ad Boker V'nosim Meno Ad Boker. Rechizki taught in the Yeshiva Rechizki that Pasuk says, don't leave it overnight, and whatever's left overnight gets burnt. Shein tamalama ad boker. It doesn't need to say the word ad boker. My tamalama, what does it mean until the morning? The pasuk is coming to tell you that you don't burn it up that exact morning. You wait until the very next, or the second morning. Amar Abaye, Amar Kra, Ola Shabbos b'Shabbato. The burnt offering of Shabbos on its Shabbos. Ola Olas Chol b'Shabbos, but not the Ola of the weekday on Shabbos for the Ola Schol the Yom Tov. Nor can you burn the Ola of the weekday on Yom Tov. Only Ola of Shabbos can be burned on Shabbos. Rav Amar Amakra, Hu Levadi Asal Lechem, Hu Velo Machshirin. Pasuk says that alone can be done by you. So specifically that which is for Ochel Nefesh can be done for you, but not Machshirin, not other things that prepare for that. Velo Mila Shelo Bezmano Dasi B'Kal V'Chomer, and certainly not a Mila that's not being done at its appropriate time, which is obvious B'Kal V'Chomer. Rav Ashi Amar Shabboson. Rav Ashi said, because it says the word Shabboson instead of Shabbos, Aseh. So that makes it a positive commandment. The Havale Yom Tov Aseh Velo Saseh. Chav Hei Amad Alf. Yom Tov is an Aseh and a Lo Saseh. And Aseh Doche, Lo Saseh Vaseh. And a positive mitzvah that you shouldn't, right, which is on Yom Tov, which positive and negative, is not going to be pushed aside by only a positive mitzvah. The Yom Tov Hu De'aser. But that implies that specifically on Yantif, lighting with burnt oil is a problem. But that otherwise, if not for the Yantif problem, like if it's a weekday, you'd be allowed to burn at my time. Just like it's a mitzvah to burn kudshim that became tame, so too it's a mitzvah to burn truma that became tame. And the Torah says that when it's being burnt up, you may benefit from it while it's being destroyed. Hechi Amar Torah, where did the Torah say this? The pasuk said Rav Nachman and then Rav Avuah. There's two trumas, b'shtei trumas akas medamer. Achas truma tahor, v'achas truma tame. One is tahor truma, one is tame truma. V'amar Rachmana l'cha. The Torah said, "Be for you." Shalacha tehe lahasika tachas tavshilecha. You can use it to burn the fire under your cooked food. Under your foot. So you're allowed to use that fire while you're burning up truma, and if it could be used as fuel, as long as you're burning it up. Iba sema, midir be abo, or if you want, you can say that another way to learn halachos from Rav Avoh, Rav Yochanan. Rav Avoh said, "Nevi Yochanan, lo biyarti mene betame, mimenu iata maver, alta maver, shemen shel truma shenitme." As it says regarding when the person is doing vidu imais, they come and they when they bring their bikurim, so they say that they did the nicer, and they say, "I didn't eat, I didn't destroy it while I was tummy." So you can't destroy, but you you can destroy the shemen truma that has become tummy. Okay. So we say, wait a minute, how do you know that it's coming specifically to talk about Shemen Shal Truma? Maybe it's Shemen Shal Kodesh of Hekdesh. Lav Kavachomer, oh, wait a minute, is it not a Kavachomer? My Meiser. Hakal, Amar Torah, Lobi Ati Menu Atame. If it's Meiser, and when the Torah says that the person has to be able to say he didn't destroy it when he was Tame, Kodesh, Chomer, Lokal Shekin, so Kodesh, which is even more strict. And so certainly you shouldn't be allowed to do it. Yachi Truma Nami, Lema Kavachomer, who Hakzeb Mimenu. Right? So we said, maybe Truma we should have to say, you couldn't do it, meaning it's truma is more chomer too. So we say no. Hakzev mimenu. It says mimenu. So therefore, it's clearly excluding something. Mar isim istave kodesh l'matinan shaken panak achas. It's most likely that kodesh is not what's being limited because pigel nosar carbon meila kares asur leonan. Because when it comes to a carbon, so we find much more serious restrictions for these kodesh things like carbonus than for truma, and therefore it's most likely that kodesh is not excluded and truma would be. So we say, well, adrav truma l'matina shekein machpaz, because it's more likely that truma is not because of machpaz, which stands for misa chomesh chafei mebeis in the pidyon and asura lizarim, because truma does have its own list of things that are more strict. So we say hanach nefishin. There's more for kodesh, more for kodesh, and therefore that's considered more chamor. Iba say makodesh chamor shekein onesh karis. Another possibility is not just the number of things, but kodesh is more chamor, more stringent, because it carries with it the penalty of karis. So nachar v'yitzok amar afilu amar kra. Now v'yitzok says the pasuk says titein lo. Velo la'oro michal de michlal de bas oro hu. So he says that the kachim is more strict, right? Rav Nachman Yitzchak says because the another proof that you're allowed to benefit from truma, rather, because the pasuk says that by you shall give him. So you give the kohen truma that is tahor and is appropriate for him to eat. Don't give him truma that's only suitable for him to use for fire. So you see from here that, like, even though it couldn't be eaten by him, it still could be used by him, and you shouldn't be giving that to him as his truma. But you see from there that it is indeed suitable to use for a fire. Bishmal Oimer, Bishmal said that lighting a lamp on Shabbos with tar is not okay. My time, we're concerned because the thing smells so bad, a person might just leave because he doesn't want to be around it. Let him go out. Because I say lighting a candle on Shabbos is an obligation, and you're supposed to eat by that light. To Amar Rav Nachman bar Rav Zavda, Amar Rav Nachman bar Rav Amar Rav, because it said, Hadlakas ner b'Shabbos chova, you're obligated to light a candle on Shabbos. Yuchitzi yadayim v'raglayim b'cham in arvis rishus, washing your hands and feet with hot water, right, taking a shower, a bath on Erev Shabbos is a rishus, v'ani amar mitzvah. And I say it's even a mitzvah. So it's either you don't have to, but you could. It's optional. And I say it's even a mitzvah. My mitzvah, what's a mitzvah? What's the mitzvah? Well, here's what Rebbe Yehuda bar Eloi used to do. Erev Shabbos mevin lo areva maleya chamin. On Erev Shabbos, he would be brought like a trough, a bowl, a big bowl of boiling hot water. V'ruchetz panav yad rabbi. He would wash his face, his hands, his feet, umisatef, and he would get dressed. The yoshev esadidim mitzuyot, and he would sit with his clothing that had tzitzis on them. V'domad malach shem tzavakos, and he looked like an angel of Hashem. V'hayu talmidov mechaben mimenu kanfek susam, and they would hide from him. His students would hide the corners of their clothing. Amar lahan banai lo kach shanisi lechem sadim betzitzis beishamay pachin ubitzel mechayven. Because they were hiding them because they didn't want to see that they didn't have tzitzis on their clothing. He said, but you know, there's a question when you're wearing like a sheet, whether it needs tzitzis. Beis Shammai says, your patur. Beis Hillel says, you should. And they were of the impression that even though you're allowed to put them on, Chazal said you shouldn't do so because of ksos layla. They're worried a person would wear this at night and you're not obligated. And then if somebody had clothing that was made out of shatnez, like in other words, they became shatnez because of the tzitzis, they had linen clothing and they put wool on them, so in the daytime it's fine, but then in the night it's not a problem. Therefore they said not to attach them at all, even to something worn during the day, because they were concerned that you would come to be doing the daraisa of shatnez at night. Okay. Vatiznach mi shalom nafshi noshisi tova. So once we're talking already about bathing for Shabbos. So now, the Gemara says an interesting thing. My soul was removed from peace, and I forgot prosperity, goodness. What does it mean my soul was removed from peace? This is talking about lighting Shabbos candles. Nashisi tova. I forgot what it was like to have goodness. Rav Yirmiyah Zubei Samechatz. This is a place to wash yourself, a bathhouse. So they're going into Golis and they forgot, you know, the pleasures. Rav Yochanan Zubei Chitzis Yadayim Ragalei V'Chamin. This is washing your hands and feet in hot water. They didn't have such opportunities. Rav Yitzchak Nafcha Amar Zumita Na'a V'Kelim Na'im She'aleha. This is a comfortable, a pleasant bed. And pleasant, you know, kalim. Here it means like, you know, sheets and blankets and whatever that would go on the bed. Rabbi Ava Amar Zumita Mutsa'as Ve'isha Mikuteshas L'Talmidechem. This is a bed that is made nicely, and a woman that is made up nicely, a wife that's made up nicely for Torah scholars. They forgot, they didn't have any of those things. Tanu Rabbanan Ezu Ashir, who was a wealthy man, a really wealthy man, is Kol She'esh L'Nachas Ruach Ba'ashav, Rav Meir, a person who really enjoys his wealth, said Rav Meir. Rav Tarfon says, Kol She'esh Lo Meya Krumim Umeya Sados Umeya Avodim Shomdim, is a person who has 100 vineyards and 100 fields and 100 servants working all them. Rabbi Akiva says a wealthy man is a man who has a wife whose deeds are pleasant. Rabbi Yossi Omar Kol Sheyesh Lo Beis Hakisei Samach LaShulchano, he says a wealthy man is a person who has a bathroom close to his table. Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omar. Start in a brayso. Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, "Ema likin b'tzri." You're not allowed to light with tzri, which is like some sap, balsam sap. My time, Amar Rabbi mitoch shereicha. No, the gzeira shem yistapek mimenu, because the smell really goes. It's like a nice smell. So we're worried that somebody's going to come want to take some of the sap from it on Shabbos, they'll forget that they're not supposed to. Amar le Abai. Abai said, Lema mar mnei shehu off. Let's say, because it's off. It flies, you know. It evaporates very, very quickly. Well, the reason is because, first of all, it evaporates quickly, and also because we're worried that a person will want to take some sap from it. We're on Chavvav Amud Aleph now. Hahi Chamasa to have a son of Leilakos. There was a mother-in-law who hated her daughter-in-law. Amarla, she said to her, Zil Ikshut of Mishkad Afarsima. She said, go put yourself in Afarsima oil, which is like balsam or something. I guess. Azla ikshit. She went and did so. Ki asas amrala zil itle shaga. Then she told her, okay, now could you, do you mind lighting the lights? Azla itle shaba intrenu vachalta. So she went and lit the lamp. And because it's so flammable, she got caught on fire and was consumed, was burnt. I don't know. I mean, I assume it means just a burn. Umidal sa'art tishir nevuzaradon rav tabachim lekomrim uliyogvim. Nevuzaradon, captain of the guard, or captain of the slaughterers, left the poorest of the land to be komrim and yogvim. So what are those? Komrim, Tanur of Yosef. Elu melakte afarsimon, me'en gedi va'adarmasa. Those are the people that collect afarsimon, this balsam, from En Gedi all the way to Ramsa. Yogvim, what are Yogvim? Elu tzayade chilazon, me'sulamos shaltsur va'adchaifa. These are the people who collect the snails, the chilazon snails. There's the tcheles. Is dye, the sky, right, the blue dye is collected from these snails between Sulamos Sheltsur and all the way until Haifa. So these are certain places. So these are jobs. Tanur Rabbanan, Emelikim betevel tamei b'chol. You're not allowed to light with produce that was not yet taken off Meiser. That's Tamei and Chol. Vein Tzarech Lomer Shabbos. Certainly on Shabbos, you can't light it up. Kids Ben Ligam Neft Lavan Bechol. You also can't light with white nafta during the week. Vein Tzarech Lomer Shabbos. Certainly not on Shabbos. Bishlom and Neft Lavan. I understand Neft Lavan Mipnei Hu Uf, because it's very dangerous. I guess it's like before. You know, it's very flammable and whatever that is. Aval Tevel Tamei Mai Taima. But with regard to Tevel, what's the reason? Amar Kra, Vani Hine Asat Lecha Shesheres Trumosai. I've given you the guarding of my truma. B'shtei trumas chasam tamer. Trumosai is double. Achas truma tahor, achas truma tamei. One is tahor, one is tamei. Mat truma tahora ein ba'elam mishas ha'rama ve'elech. Just like truma tahora, you only have from when it's separated out. Achas truma tamei ein lecha ba'elam mishas ha'rama ve'elech. You only have any permission to get benefit from it after you've taken it off as truma. Therefore, when it's still tevel, you don't. Gufa, Rav Shimon Lazar Omer, Emelik B'tzri, you're not allowed to light with balsam. V'chein ha'y Rav Shimon Lazar Omer Tzri, Ein al Tzraf me'atzei haktuf. He used to say that Tzri is merely sap that comes from the balsam trees. Rishmol Omer, kol hayotz min eitz emelikim bo. Rishmol says anything that comes from trees you can't light. From Rishmol ben Broka Omer, Rishmol ben Broka said emelikim ela biyotz min hapri. You're not able to light only with something that comes from a fruit. Or Tarfon emelikim ela shemen zayis. Or Tarfon says only shemen zayis. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Rav Raga. Rabbi Yochanan got up on his feet and said, Mayasu anshe bavel she'en lam ela shemen sumsumin. What do people in Bavel do? They only have sesame? Mayasu anshe madai she'en lam ela shemen egozim. What about people from Madai who only have egos oil? Umayasu anshe Alexandria she'en lam ela shemen sunonos. The people in Alexandria only have radish oil. Umayasu anshe kaputkaya she'en lahem. What about the people of Kaputkaya who don't have lokach velokach ela neft? All they have to light with is nafta. Ella we only have what the Chacham said that you can't light. Everything else is permitted. You're allowed to light with fish oil and with tar. Rav Shimon Shazuri Omer. So Rav Shimon Shazuri said you can light with shemen pikuos and with nafta. Shemen pikuos is like oils that come from living beings. And Simcha said, no, the only thing you can light that's a living, that's like from will only be fish oil. That's what Simcha says. Simchas Hanya Tanakama. Isn't Simchas the same as Tanakama? It could be Nadir of Bruno Marav Lomasami. There's a distinction of Bruno Marav who says that you can use like melted fat. And they disagree, but we're not sure whether Simchas holds this way or that way, Lomasami. We're not certain who holds what. Tanya Rishim Loza Omer. Kala Yotzim and Eitz Inbo Mishum Shalos Al Shalos. Umisak Chil Bochus Mipishtun. Anything that comes out of a tree doesn't have the legal status of 3 by 3. Meaning even if it is 3 by 3 finger lengths, it's not considered big enough to become tameh. And therefore you're able to put it on the roof of your sukkah because it's considered that it's not mekabel tameh. You're not allowed to put something that can receive tameh on the roof of your sukkah, and if it grows on the ground, no matter how big it is, that's not going to, if it comes from a tree, it doesn't matter. The only exception is chutz mi pishton. The exception is linen, which has a different status. Amar Abai said chaf vav on the base. Rishim ben Elazar v'tanah dvei Rabbi Yishmael amru davar echad. Rishim ben Elazar and the teaching from dvei Rabbi Yishmael taught the same exact thing. Rishim ben Elazar had the amar, and Rishim ben Elazar is what we said. Tanah dvei Yishmael ma'hi. What does Tanah dvei Yishmael say exactly? The Tanah dvei Yishmael hold v'nemar begadim b'torah stam. Since the Torah says clothing upart l'cha chasav echad and semru fishtim, and within that context the Torah says. We're talking about wool and linen. Malal and Tzemer Fishim, I've called Tzemer Fishim, just like when it mentions a garment. In that context, it's talking about wool and linen. So to any time a garment is mentioned in the Torah, it's talking about wool and linen. Other fabrics are not considered garments. Rav Amar Shlosha, Al Shlosha, B'Shar B'Gadim, Mikabinayu. So there would be a distinction between those two. 3 by 3 with other clothing. Rav Shimon Lazar Islay. Rav Shimon Lazar would say that if it's less than 3, then it is possible to become tameh, l'tanu Rabbi Yishmael, less they still can't become tameh because they're not considered clothing unless they're made of wool or linen. The kulei amamiya shalosh al shalosh b'tzeru fishtim mitameh b'negun. Either way, everyone would agree that 3 by 3 in wool or linen can become tameh for tzara'as minolon. Where do we know this from? Titania, because it says in the Brisa, beged einli ela beged. Shalosh al shalosh minayin. We only know if it's a clothing. Where do we know that if it's already 3 fingers by 3 fingers, that's enough? Tamal ha'aveh ha'beged and the clothing. Maybe the rabbi shalosh al shalosha. Maybe that's including 3 by 3. Lav kavachomer. Who is it? Not a kavachomer. Hashda shesi v'erev mitameh shalosh al shalosh mibay. I mean, once we know that that even the threads, like in a warp, where you have, it's called like a warp and a woof, they can become tameh. They're going in 2 different directions. Shesi of Erev is like a cross. So then 3 by 3 can become, certainly, obviously, I mean, a garment that's 3 by 3, it has multiple warp and woof threads that can already become tameh. And if 3 by 3, we should already learn a kavachomer. 3 by 3, which is usable for both wealthy people and the poor people, can be used in a kavachomer. But 3 by 3, which for poor people, because these are only 3 by 3 fingers, not 3 by 3 hands, so only poor people would use such a thing. So law asi b'kavachomer. Time with the kasvei kra, hala kasvei kra, lo gaminim b'kavachomer. And therefore, it's only because it's written in the pasuk. Otherwise, he wouldn't be able to figure it out through a kavachomer. Emel rabba shlosha al shlosha b'shar b'godim. Maybe we can include 3 by 3, right, of tzfachim. By other clothing, amakrab beget semer ufishtim, beget semer ufishtim in midyach v'nolo. So it says specifically clothing of wool and linen. Wool and linen, yes. Anything else, no. Ve'ema kol imutei mishalosh al shalosh. Maybe when ki imut mishalosh, that's only limiting it from 3 fingers. Shalosh al shalosh midyach, but for 3 by 3, which is tvachim, which is hands, hand breaths. So then it's metame. Tre imutei ksivi. It says it twice. Beget semer o beveget pishtim. So it limits it first to 3 by 3 fingers, and then even 3 by 3 hand breaths. So it's a progressive progression. First 3 by 3, the smaller 3 by 3, and then the 3 by 3 hands. Well, the Rav Damar Shlosha Al Shlosha B'Shar B'Gadim Mikabinayu. According to Rav, who says by 3 by 3 of other clothing is a disagreement. The Rav Shimon Ben Elazar Islay Latan Dvei Rishon Leslay Shlosha Al Shlosha B'Shar B'Gadim. So right, according to Rav, who said that Rav Shimon Ben Elazar says that that they could become tameh, and Tan Dvei Rishon says not. So in a case where you have 3 by 3 tfachim of of other clothing. Where does Rosh Hashanah Lazan know that from? Nafka me oveged. It comes from oveged. Titania beged, ain't the beged. It says a clothing. We don't know if it's really a clothing. Shlosh al shlosh b'shabah gonna mean, where do we know other ones? Some of them oveged. It says or beged, which says that there's something else similar to a article of clothing. Vabai, hi oveged my oved leg. Abai, when it says oveged, what does that do? The boiler rabbah shlosh al shlosh b'shabah fish and b'tavah shrotzim. Right, when it says or garment, what does he use that for? He uses obeged to include 3x3 of woolen linen, finger for finger breaths, right? 3x3 finger sized things of woolen linen that become tamei if it came into contact with shrotzim. Rava says, no, the Torah says it by degan, by tzaras, and the same thing would be for shrotzim. Abai says, no, you could say, you can't compare this to tzaras. Because there, you have even the halacha of warp and woof threads alone can become tamei. V'idach isal kadaitach nagam chamir. If you think that saras is more chamir, l'chtarach v'negave shratzim v'leis nagam inayus. And let the Torah write it by shratzim, and we'll know certainly saras. Because if it's from something that's less serious, certainly the thing is more serious. V'idach nagam is shratzim lo. So we can't learn saras from creepy crawlers. Because there is a distinction in which shratzim are more... because even if they're just the size of a adasha, which is a lentil, it will still make something impure, which is not true about other types of tumah. Rabbi, hi tanuvei rishmal mafik meidach tanuvei rishmal. This tanuvei rishmal is learned from a different tanuvei rishmal. The tanuvei rishmal beged. It says in the right, the tanuvei rishmal's yeshiva beged. It says beged. Ainly ela beged et semer ufish to minai. Where do we know beged? We only know the clothing. Where do we know wool and linen? Larabos. We only know wool and linen. Minayin l'rabbis temer gemal v'tzemer are navim. Where do we know also camel hair and rabbit hair? Nutza shel izin, or goat hair. V'ha-shirin, v'ha-kalach, v'ha-srikin, or these different types of silk. Talmud lomar o beged. It says or clothing, and or means it could include other things. Oh, right. Oh means that it concludes other things. Rabbi Marki Lesle Lahach Tana Devei Rishmo Bishar Begodim Shalosh Al Shalosh Shalosh Al Shalosh Isle. So Rabbi says, when this Tana Devei Rishmo, right, doesn't hold their garments, that's only regarding 3x3 fingers. But regarding 3x3 hand breaths by Tvachim, then he does say that it can become tamei. But isn't Rav the one who said that in the case of 3x3, Rishim ben Lazar says they could become tamei, and the Tanu Yishmael does not? So we say, Rav retracted that. He changed his mind. It was Rav Papa who said that. But Rav definitely doesn't hold that now. Rav Papa said, Af kol lasuye kilaim. All is including kilaim. It's including the halachas of shatnas. Kilaim behediktiv, who says, wait a minute, losal b'shatnas temru ufishim yachsav. It says, don't wear a forbidden mixture. Sakhatay d'chamina, you might think, hanamili derech levisha, that's only when you're wearing them. Halah, kol trei mine osur. But putting it on to you, putting it on yourself, so any two kinds are a problem. It was necessary, therefore, to say that it's specifically wool and linen. Wait a minute, it's not kavachomer. Levisha d'kam is hane kule gufim b'kilaim. When it comes to wearing something, your whole body gets pleasure from the shatnez that you're wearing. Amrit Tamaru Fishtim, and there we say wool and linen in Midechunalo. So then it's only true about wool and linen. So halalo koshkin, isn't it obvious that if you didn't put it on properly, which where you get less benefit from it, Rav Papa is just a mistake. There's no way that he said that. Someone made that up. And there's no way that it's true. But it was Rav Nachman Yitzchak who said that. Af kol. And even kol chav zayin amud beis lasuya tzitzis includes tzitzis. So we say, wait a minute, tzitzis behedyak sif lasuva shatnas temru ufishim k'siv gedilim tasa l'cha. It says specifically, don't wear shatnas, and then it says wear tzitzis. Sakadai d'chavini k'derava. We thought like Rava, derava. Rami Rava asked the question: k'siv hakanaf min kanaf k'siv temru pishin yachtav haketsa temru pishin peturin bein b'minan bein shalom b'minan shar minin b'minan peturin shalom b'minan ein peturin. So they said like this. Rava asked Akasha. It says on the corner,
And then, so that, it sounds like the tzitzis must be the same thing as whatever the garment is. But then later it says tzemer pishtim yaftov. So then that can be made of a mixture. So Rava says, tzitzis that are made of wool and linen exempt the garment, whether it's their own type, whether it's not their own type, whether it's wool or linen. But regarding other types, it has to be their own type, otherwise it wouldn't be enough. And says the Gemara, Salka Daita Kidurava, Kamashalan, you might have thought to learn like Rava, Kamashalan, that we don't say like Rava. Amar Rav Achabre Durava, Lerav Ashi, Rav Achabre Durava said to Rav Ashi, Latandave Rishmal, Maishnal, and in Toma, Mimar Bisharpagodim, Dixif Obeged. Why is it that by Toma we include other things? Because of Obeged, Hachanami, Lemma, the Rava Sharpagodim, Mashat, Hasapa. Why don't we include other clothing where it says that which you cover yourself with? He says, Hasuya, Lusik, Sasuma, Huda, so that's including the clothing of a blind man. Titanu, Reisam, also Pratlixus Lila. It says, Reisam, also you see it, which excludes the clothing that you wear at night, where you can't see as well, right? You can't see in the dark at night. Ata omer pratluxos lila and pratluxos suma. Maybe it means at night. Why do you exclude at night? Maybe it's the blind person's clothing instead. Kishu omer asher techasaba, which you cover yourself with. Rixos suma omer. We already know that a blind person should be wearing. Hamani mekaim reisamos. So what is it saying? Reisamos, you should see it. Pratluxos lila. That excludes wearing clothing that are night clothing. Why would you say you suma a blind person's clothes do need it, and at night you don't need it? I have another thing. It's just because the blind person himself can't see it, other people can see it. And I would exclude that which is worn at night, which can't be seen by anybody. The aim of the Rabbi Shabbat, maybe it includes other clothing. I mean, if it's talking about wool and linen, so you assume it's talking about something else that's made of wool and linen, like a blind person or whatever. But when it's talking about wool and linen, why would you assume it's talking about other forms of clothing? Rishim Elazar and Sumchus said the same thing. Rishim Elazar Huda Amaran. Rishim Elazar, what we just said. Sumchus said, the Tanya, Sumchus Amar Sikha Bit Vi. If a person covered his sukkah with something that's like spun thread or something, so it's no good because it could become tameh from tzaras. Come on, kihat tana. That is, Sumchus is following the following tana. It says in the Mishnah, if you have the warp and the woof, that's mitama ben negaim immediately. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Huna Omer Hashesi Misha Yishala Va'erev Miyad. The warp is only once it's removed from the pot that it's boiled in, but the woof is immediately V'ha Unin Shel Pishdan Misha Yislabnu, and the bundles of like unprocessed flax. So they become tummy immediately after they are whitened. Says the next mission, call yotz minetz emelik mele pishton, v'chol hayotz minetz enem tumas ohalam mele pishton. All things that come from a tree you can light. Only flax is the only one you can light with on Shabbos, because other things don't burn as well. All things that come from a tree, the only one that becomes tummy is pishton. Tumas ohalam means tuma that's transmitted by like being in the same sort of tent over a dead body. Okay, so says the Gemara. We know the Pishon Nikri Eitz. How do we know that flax is called a tree? It says about that she, by Rachav, that she took them up to the roof and hid them under the trees of flax. Something that comes from a tree doesn't make things ritually impure by ohel el pishtim inolam rav lezer gamar ol we learn ol chaf chesam and alf mi mishkan from the mishkan siv hachav zasatar adam kemas ba'ol. It says here this is the rule of a person who dies in a dwelling. Chaziv hasam vayifros esa ol ala mishkan, they spread the tent over the mishkan. Malah halan shel pishtan kori ol, just like over there that which is flax is called ol afkan pishtan kori ol. So to hear that which is pishtan can be called an ol. Imala halan shazurin v'chutin kofel shisha. What about the fact that over there, right? So afkan shazurin v'chutin kofel shisha. Maybe you say over there that by the mishkan they were twisted and they were folded six times. So too, right? Maybe all halachas of ol, they all must be twisted and threaded and right, six and their threads are folded over six times. So he said that's not necessary. Talmud lomar ol riba. The fact that it says ol in each place includes even if it's not a ol riba. I feel called minulinami. So if it says olo, that includes everything, that should include every kind of thing in the whole world. So he says, no. Imkeng, Gzeira Shava, Maya Hanile. Then what value would there be to the Gzeira Shava? Clearly, it's limiting it to these specific things. The Ema Mala Halon Krashim, Afkan Krashim. Maybe just as over there, there were beams supporting it, so too here there have to be beams supporting it. Amar Krav, it's a Krashim of the Mishkan. The Krashim are made specifically for the Mishkan. Mishkan Kari Mishkan. The Ein Krashim Kari Mishkan. The Mishkan is called the Mishkan. Krashim are for the Mishkan, but they're not the Mishkan. Let me ask if I see some Michse La Ohel. A cover is made for the Ohel. And I'm Michse La Kri Ohel. Do you say that something that's a covering is not called an Ohel? Elohadi Boyer Velazer. Because that certainly is. So we'll also ask like this. Or Behemba Tameya Mahushi Tamba Olames. What is with the leather from a non-kosher, from an impure animal? Does that become tame if it's in the same room as a dead person? Hashta arbehima tahara lo metama. Arbehima tamei metama. So we say, if from a pure animal, it doesn't become tame. Arbehima tamei is going to become tame. Shani hasam dahadra ahadre kra. Because the pasuk goes back and says, so it says that they would carry the curtains of the Mishkan, the covering, and the covering of the tachash that was on it. Machash elyon la tachton. It connects the upper to the lower. Matachton kori ol af elyon kori ol. The first thing to the second thing. The upper covering to the lower covering. Just as the lower covering is considered an ol, so to the upper one is considered an ol gufa. By Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said, or behemet tmeya. So we have a non-kosher animal's leather. Mahoshi yitama tumas oholin. Can it become tame with tumas ohel? My kamibayla, what's the question? Amar v'adar ba'ava, tachash shahay b'min Moshe kamibayla. We're asking really about the tachash who lived in the days of Moshe. Tame ha'ar tahar, was it kosher or not kosher? Rabbi Elazar, mighty bayla. So they used this animal called the tachash to build the Mishkan. So what's the question? Tani lohok shul v'chashamayim elo or behemet or bavan. We know for sure that only the leather of kosher animals would be used for holy purposes. Master from Abba Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shnei Michsaos Hayu, Echad Shal Oros Elim Adam, Echad Shal Oros Tachashim. There were two coverings. One of the reddened, skins of rams, and one of Tachash. Rabbi Nechemia Omer Michse Echad Hayu. Rabbi Nechemia says it was only one. Doma Kamin Tla Elon, and it looked similar. So Tachashim were similar to some animals that are called Tala Elon. So this is Gemara about Tala Elon Tamihu, but Tala Elon is not a kosher animal. So Hachikamar, here's what Rav Nechemia was saying. Kemin Tala Elon hu sheyesh lo gaman harbe. It's similar to Tala Elon, and then it has lots of different colors. V'lo Tala Elon di lo hasam tamei v'hachatar. It's not the same because that animal is not kosher. This one is kosher. Amar Yosef Yachi hu demarkin sas gona. That explains, says Rabbi Yosef, why the targum of the word tachash is sasgona, shasos begavon and harbe, that it's like it makes others joyful, or maybe it experiences joy because it has so many different colors. Rava Amar or behema tmeya dimitama beoel hames mehacha. He says that non-kosher animal becomes tame in Ola Meis from the following Titania, or Oba Or. It says Or, and then it says Oba Or. Riba Or, Behema Tame. Or means the leather, means the hide. So it includes the leather of a non kosher animal. Vishaloka Biyad Kohen, Katsats Mikulon, Vasa Achas Mehem, Minayin. It was Loka Biyad Kohen. It means before when it got to the hands of the Kohen, that's when it got the Tzara'as. Katas Mikulon V'asa Achas Mehen. So then, if a person cut and made them into like a single cloth, let's say a case like that, where do we know that such things become Tame? Either of those. B'chol Melechas Or. Anything that's made out of this hide. The ikal mifrach malon negaim shekain shesiv erev tam behen. But you could ask a question: what about negaim? We're more stringent because even the warf and the whoop thing, can even if they're not yet a garment. El gam mishratz. It must be that we learn it from creepy crows. Tanya or it says or, which means. Which means like the leather again. So the ikal mifrach malas shrotzim shkemi tamei kadasha. But what about the shratzim, which become tame, even with a lentil size. Negaim yochichu. Someone will say, okay, but that's not true when it comes to negaim mechazer hadin. And then it goes back. Lo rizek rizek. This one's not like that one. Lo rizek rizek. And what that what's unique about this isn't like that. Hatzad shavashim. But what they do have in common, sheor tame bohen, that non kosher animals, flesh. Hide is tummy for them. But also orbehematmeik, orbehematara, and it makes orbehematmeik similar. That it's similar to kosher. So afani avi olames, right? So let's make them kosher. I say orbehematmeik, orbehematara, afani avi olames, shor tummy bo venasabo orbehematmeik ke orbehematara. So we say. Right, meaning we get back to where we started from. So you say no. The common denominator is that it can become impure in either case. And there's also the halacha of ohel over a non-kosher animal, where the non-kosher animal would be considered equal to a kosher animal in that specific things. Amar le Rava mi Barnish le Rav Ashi. So Rava from Barnish said to Rav Ashi, Ichle Mifrach, there's still room to refute this. Malat Sarah Shava Shabahan Shakem Mitam Pachas Mikazayas. They're still both make something tummy less than a Kazayas. Tomar Bemeis Shaina Matame Ella Bikazayas. You can say that about a dead body that only makes something tummy Bikazayas, or there's at least a Kazayas of it. Ella Amar Rava mi Barnish. So Rava and Barnish said a different thing. We're going to learn this in the Kalvachomer from goat hair. That it doesn't become tame when it comes to tzaras, and yet it can become tame in the the tent with a corpse. Or behema tmeya shemitam benagam in adin shemitam be'olames. So then, when you have the flesh of behema tmeya that becomes tame benagam, that becomes tame for tzaras in adin shemitam be'olames, and certainly that should become tame, should make tuma in all hames. Ella hadat tanu Yosef lahokshu melech shemaim Ella or behema tahora bilvad. So what he said is that for melech shemaim only the flesh of a kosher animal could be used. So what is it? What is the practical halacha for that? Tefillin, as regards to tefillin. Tefillin behendik sebu. It says specifically, you can only make tefillin right min hamuter beficha, from that which you would be allowed to eat. Ella la'oron. It means for the skin. So only got to the leather of the boxes that the tefillin go inside of, meaning the boxes. Rabbi shin shel tefillin halacha l'moshe misinai. So Rabbi said the shin that goes on the tefillin is a halacha l'moshe misinai. So since there is indeed a Torah aspect to that, it also needs to be motir v'ficha. It needs to be something that you can eat. Ela l'korchan b'sa'aran u'letofran b'gidin. If a person wants to tie the things, with hair or with gidin, with sinews of the animal, so they would hanami halachal mishni sinai. That's also halachal mishni sinai. Tefillin miru baos. That tefillin need to be square. Halachal mishni sinai. Nikrachos besaran v'nisvaros begidin. And they as is the obligation that they should be tied with hair, and so with sinews. So all those things need to be kosher. El ritzuos. It must be it's talking about the straps. The straps have to be black. Is also halacha l'moshe misinai. It's also deraisa. Need to hear the gemiri shchoros. Okay, it's true that we did learn from Sinai that they have to be black. But taharos mi gemiri, did we learn that they have to be tahor? Did we ever learn that? So my have alad tachash Rabbi Moshe. Whatever came about this discussion of the tachash animal that lived in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. Amar Vilai, Amar Rishim ben Lakish. Vilai said in the name of Rishim ben Lakish. Omahayir Rameir tachash Rabbi Moshe beriyah b'fnei atzmahayir. Rameir used to say that this tachash animal was a very unique animal. That it was its own species. The Chachamim never decided if it's considered a chaya, which is undomesticated, or behema, or if it's a domesticated animal. It had like a unicorn. It had one horn coming out of its forehead. At the time, it became available for Moshe. It was used for the Mishkan, and then it was hidden away. From the fact that it had only one horn, that would sound like it's tahor. Why? Because the Amr of Yehuda Shashikr Vadam. The animal that other Rishon offered had only one horn. He had offered an ox that had only one horn in its forehead. Makrin mafris. It was more pleasant to Hashem than a horned and hooved ox. Makrin tarti masha makrin, which means horned. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak makron ksiv. It says it without a yud, the way it's spelled. V'lishem minei demin behemahu. So let's conclude from there that it was a sort of behema that's a domesticated animal. Kimin de'ika keresh demin chayahu. V'lesle elachad keren. Since there is an animal called a keresh, which is some sort of animal that's domestic, undomesticated, and only has a single horn. So then maybe it is considered a type of chaya. So the next Mishnah says that if you have the wick like clothing of a garment, you know, so it's clothing that's, it is a wick that's made of clothing that a person folded up did not singe it before, didn't, you know, burn it a little bit. Rabbi Lezer says it's tamei, with regards to tumah, like other garments, it can become tamei, and you can't light from it. That it is tahor, and you may light with it. Says the Gemara, Bishlam alinyan tumah, I understand regarding tumah b'hai pligi. Here's what they're arguing about. Rabbi Lezer says that folding something over enough is not enough to change its identity. Uvamilse kamai sakaimon, it stays like it was before. Give us a kibble mo, ubetule batlam. He says, no, folding it up that way is already enough, and it gets rid of its garment status, and therefore it's no longer able to become tameh. Ela la'inyan hadlaka b'mai pligi. But what are they arguing about regarding? What's the real argument to hear regarding lighting on Shabbos? What are they saying? Here they're arguing over three finger breaths that are exact. They're arguing over Yom Tov, which happens on Erev Shabbos. Everybody holds like Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda says that you can light a fire with complete vessels and then carry them, and they're not going to be a muksa problem, but you can't run with broken vessels. If something broke during Yom Tov, then they're considered that something that's nolad, and you're not allowed to move them. So that's masikin. Ein masikin should become the kulam. Islahu de ula, and everybody holds of ula. The amar ula. What did ula teach? Hamadik tarak shadik berov hayotze. Ula says that a person who lights must use most of the wick that protrudes from the lamp. So now let's explain the disagreement. Who holds that folding something up doesn't change it from its previous status. The minute that you light some of it, it's a broken kli. And when it really gets lit properly, you're lighting a broken kli. He says kipel works. It's no longer considered a kli. And now when you're lighting this, you're lighting like regular wood, not something that broke. It's no different than regular wood, and it's not like something that broke on Yantif. Hainu ditanena. This is like what we learned. Shalosh al shalosh mitzvim samas v'liyadana l'may hilchasa. The 3x3 exactly, but I didn't know exactly what this meant, and now I understand. When we declare tarets of Adar Ba'ava, I'll leave it to Rehuda. From the fact that Adar Ba'ava explains the mission according to Rehuda, Shmami not Rebbe Yehuda Sfirla, you see that he held like Rebbe Yehuda. Me and Adar Ba'ava, hachi, did Adar Ba'ava actually say that? He holds like Rebbe Yehuda? Amar Adar Ba'ava, Adar Ba'ava said, Chav, tes, amad alev, goy shechokach kav, bibikas. So a guy who carved out a vessel the size of a kav from a piece of wood, babekaas, yisol masika b'yamtuf, a Jew can light up that piece of wood on yam. The amai, why is he allowed to do that? Nolad hu. It's a new thing because it was created on yamtuf. So ledivram derbelozer bekiva ka'amar le. When he was explaining this, it was Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Kiva that he was explaining their approach. But it doesn't mean that is his general opinion elsewhere. Rabbi said, here's the opinion of Rabbi Lozer regarding Lefisha ain madlikin betfila she'ena bepsila she'ena mechoreches. You're not allowed to light a wick that wasn't singed a little bit. Lo smartutin she'ena mechorekin or other, you know, smartutin is like rags that weren't singed. So what is Rabbi Yosef's thing about 3x3 exactly finger breaths? Exactly, what is that halacha? That's talking about tumah. Divrei Rav Shimon. V'chamar Mishal Shoshal is Michlvanas. Because there's disagreement. 3x3 finger breaths would exclude, like, the hem. So the part that comes at the end and then is normally sewn into a hem. That's the hem. That's Rav Shimon. Rabban say 3x3 exactly includes even the hem. And that was Rav Yosef's statement, right? When it said 3x3 exactly. Remember, Rav Masikin b'kelim v'masikin b'shivrei kelim. You're allowed to light kelim, but you can't light broken ones. You're able to kindle dates. You can light up full dates on Yontif. Achlan ain masikin begarinim. But if you already ate them, then you shouldn't light their pits because they become muksa. Rishim says you could do that. Masikin beegozim. You're allowed to light up nuts. Achlan ain masikin beklipasim. But if you ate the nuts, you shouldn't eat the. You shouldn't light up the shells. Rishim says that is okay. If I learned just the first one, specifically the broken vessels. So behikam Rishim Rishim dinikar kli v'hashta shever kli v'havalei no lod v'asa. I would think because it's a no lod issue that makes it muksa because it didn't used to be a kli and it used to be a kli and now it became a broken kli. Avatamar dinikar garinin v'hashta garinin. But when it comes to dates, where there was pits, and now there's still pits. So ima shapir dummy. So I said the same thing. Vishrin garin. And if I would say specifically seeds, so hava amina to me ikara mechasyon v'hashtem megalin. I say because first they were covered and now they're revealed. Hava klipe agozin. But when it comes to nut ones, to me ikara migalu v'hashtem megalin, that they were open and then they were still open. Right, like a pistachio or something like that, right, or a hazelnut. So ema shapir dummy. So you say that maybe it's good. So you might be allowed to do it. So therefore, that's why we needed to teach you in order all those three things. The halacha of Rav was not said explicitly. It was implied. Rav used to eat dates on a weekday and then throw the pits into the oven. He said, son of great ones, connected to yamtiv aser on yamtiv, the same thing would be aser. Kibla mine or lo kibla mine? Did Rav accept this halacha from Rav Chiya or did he not? Tashma. He also Rav the Bavel when Rav came to Bavel. When he came to Bavel, he threw the pits to the animals. My love, bepras yasa velo kibla. So wasn't it a situation where they were Persian dates, which are where the fruit comes completely off the pits, and then they should become muksa. And the fact that he threw them to animals shows that he didn't accept the halacha of Rav Chiya. So he said, lo, ba'ar miyasa, they're Aramean dates. Ho v'chazi agav I maihu. In other words, because the pits retain some of the date, it was off completely, and therefore it's something that doesn't become muksa. Because of that, Amar Rishon Barchana L'Rav Yosef. Rishon Barchana said to Rav Yosef, L'Rav Yehuda, the Amar Masikin B'Kelim, Ve'en Masikin B'Shivrei Kelim. According to Rav Yehuda, says you can light with regular kelim, but you can't light up broken ones. Came into Alak Be'Porta. How do they shivrei kelim? When you lit a little bit of a kli, it becomes a broken kli. Become mehapich, piso come habich. And then if you deal with the fire, then you're moving something muksa. To avik Rav Masna, you have to do like Rav Masna. Don't Rav Masna. Rav says etzin shenoshim in adekel l'tana biyamtiv marbe etzin muchanin u'masikin. Rav Masna said branches that fell from a palm tree into an oven. So if you add wood that was prepared from before and you light them, since the majority of it's permitted, you don't have to worry about the minority. Rav Nuno Amar hacha pachas mishal shal shal seskin. We're talking about less than 3x3. Mikule matlonios shanu kan. So if it's less than 3x3 hand breaths, then they're talking about that these are and these are halachas by the chachamim regarding tiny little cloths. V'azr Rabbi time may, and Rabbi Eliezer is going according to his reasoning. Rabbi Kiva l'tamei, Rabbi Kiva according to his reasoning. Disnan pachos mishlosha al shlosha shehiskinu lifgok bo es hamerchatz ulenaer bo es hakadera ulekaneach bo es harechaim. If you have a cloth smaller than 3x3 hand breaths that was used to plug a bath or pour from a pot, I guess like a boiling pot, like they would use it, you know, to touch the pot, or wipe down a millstone for grinding. So Bain min hamuchan ubain she'en min hamuchan tamei d'Rabbi Elazar, whether it was something that was prepared for this specifically or not, it can become tamei. Either way, whether it's prepared or not, it's tahor. If it was prepared from before, then it's tahor. But if it's not something that's prepared, it's tahor. From Ulavi, Zarko be'ashba de'rakol tahor. Everyone agrees. He said that if you threw it into the garbage dump, it becomes tahor because discarding it shows that you no longer consider this cloth to be something significant, then it's not a garment anymore. Chav tes amud beis hinicho bekufsa. If a person put it in a box, devar hakol tameh. Everyone holds it; it becomes tameh because that shows that you consider it significant. They only disagree in a situation where a person hung it on a like stake that was in the wall, a stick that was coming out of the wall, a nail or something, or a person put it behind a door. Rabbi Lazar says no. Rabbi Lazar says from the fact that you didn't throw it away into the dump, shows that you consider it to be something. And why is it called not prepared? That in terms of putting it into like a special box, it's not considered prepared like that. He says, no, if you don't put it away in a box, in a drawer or something, then it's not considered prepared and it's bottle. What's considered prepared? It's prepared for the garbage. When it's hung in the wall like a stick, but if it's put on the other side of a door, behind the door, then he considers like Rabbi Yeshua. Then in doing so, he considers it insignificant. And Rabbi Yeshua retracted his opinion to follow Rabbi Yeshua's. Rabbi Akiva retracted his opinion and follows Rabbi Yeshua's. Mimai, Amar Rava. How do we know this? Rava says, when it says from clothing, the wick made from clothing, my iria, why does it say the psila? The wick of the clothing, it should say psila shel beged, a wick made of clothing. Why it says ha beged, psila of a beged, da adayin beged hu, that implies that it is still considered a piece of clothing. It's psilas ha beged, it's clothing still. It's not that it came from clothing. Says the Mishnah, lo yikavadam shifofer, shel beis v'nevesh ha'am v'nevesh beyond there, b'shul shenem, it says a person should not make a hole in an eggshell, fill it with oil, and then place it over the lamp so that there will drip additional oil into it and extend the time that it burns. Vafilu hi shalcheres, even if it's not an actual egg, but it's an earthenware vessel. Rabbi Yehuda Mater, he says, okay, but if it was made originally by the craftsman, then it's fine because it's one kli. It's one item. A person shouldn't fill up a dish of oil. A bowl of oil. A person shouldn't fill up a bowl of oil, place it next to the candle, the lamp, and place the top of the end of the wick into it, so that it takes additional oil from the bowl. And Rabbi Huda says that that's okay. Vitzricha. And the Gemara says that it's necessary to say all these cases. If I just told you the eggshell thing, so you may think there, since the egg is not like dirty and disgusting, a person might come and take oil from that on Shabbos, which is taking oil from a burning lamp and causing something to be extinguished faster. But when something is made of earthenware and it's already gross, so maybe people would agree with Rabbi Yehuda, no one's going to go take the oil from there. And if I told you, okay, there he says not to do it, but maybe in another case, maybe he would agree to the Rabbanon. Maybe he would say that you shouldn't do it. So maybe when Rabbi Yehuda said it's mutter, he would only say it's mutter in a gross situation, but not in a situation of eggshell. So therefore, it's necessary to say, if I told you both of these, maybe only here Rabbi Yehuda says, okay, because lo mifsak, it won't stop. Because there's no stop, but there's no separation between them. Aval kaira de mifsaka and modele de rabbanan. But when you have a bowl where they are separate, maybe he would agree with the rabbanan. That you're not allowed to do it. And the other way, I'm Vishman Bahi, and if I would teach only in that, Bahi Kamar Rabbanan, I would say only the other Rabbanan, so you can't do it because they're separate. Ava Bahani Tarti, maybe a model of Rehuda, maybe they would agree with Rehuda Tzricha, therefore it's necessary to teach all these cases. Let's say the craftsman arranged it in the beginning, built it that way, and attached them, then it's permitted. Tanim Chibra Besid Vicharasis Mutter. If it was attached with plaster or clay, it's permitted. Hanan Yotzer, it's not. So he said, well, it has to be the craftsman, not like a person putting it together. My Yotzer, Kain Yotzer, it means you attached it like a craftsman. You don't actually have to have a professional do it. Tanya, it says in the Braisa, Amar Rebbe. Rebbe said, Rebbe Huda said, Pam achas shavasnu ba'alias Beis Nitza b'Lud. One time we spent Shabbos in the attic of Beis Nitza in the city of Lud. Ve'hivu lanu shvoferes shel beitza. They brought us an eggshell. Umilanu ashemen v'nikvua v'nichu al pi'aner. We filled it up and made a hole in it and put it above the candle. V'hayas shem r'tarfon was a kingdom. R'tarfon, the elders live alone. The devil didn't say anything to us. Umilanu mishem r'ay. Is that a proof? Shani Beis Nitza, there's reason hin. Beis Nitza is different because they're very, very careful and they don't have to be worried that they'll use the oil because but otherwise a person would be Avin Tziporah, Avin from Tzipori, Gother Safsala Baliyasa Deshisha De Le'ela, maybe it's like Menelazar. He schlepped a bench in an upper story, Deshisha. It was made out of like Shayish. It was made out of marble. So now above from Ritzak Bar, so he said, Ritzak Bar Elazar said, if I stay quiet like Rav Tarfon and they, so there will be a disaster. And normally a person shouldn't schlep something because they could make a ditch in the floor, like a furrow in the floor. Even if you have tiles and marble, you still shouldn't do it, because otherwise people will do it in regular homes, which do have dirt floors. Resh Kanishta Debotzra, the person who is the head of the gathering, the Knesset in the Batzra, Gar Safsil Elim Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabba, he schlepped a bench above Rabbi Yirmiyah the Great. Amalei Keman, who he said, who is this like Rav Shimon? Are you going like Rav Shimon? Amar de Amar Shimon begedolim de lo efsher biktanami. Amar Rav Shimon said, regarding very big benches that can't be moved from place to place any other way, then you could do it. But with a small one, you're not allowed to drag them. Uplei gedu ula, and that disagrees with ula. Amar ula machlokas biktanam av begedolim devar hakol motor. That ula said only small ones, but big ones, everyone agrees you're allowed to drag them since there is no other way to move them. Shimon says a person can schlep a bed, chair, and bench across the floor, but as long as he's not intending to create a furrow. Katani gedolim, katani katanim. So some things here are big and some things here are small. So we have a question on everyone. So Ula Matayat Zatameh, Rabbi Yirmi Rabbi Matayat Zatameh. So we'll see. Ula explains according to him, Mita Dumi De Kise. It means a bed that is similar to a chair, a small bed. Rabbi Yirmi Rabbi Matayat Zatameh, Kise Dumi De Mita. He'll say it's a chair that is really, really heavy and it's similar to a bed and there's no other way to move it. Masif Rabba. Rabba asks the question, Mochek Sos Mochen Kedakon. People that sell clothing made of all different things, wool and linen and whatever, can sell them as they normally would to goyim. Muvatcho eskaven b'chama b'pnei hachama, or b'ksham b'nei hachama. They even allowed to try things on to show them, as long as they're not in the summer, they don't benefit from them, to cover them from the sun, or in the winter benefit from them to cover themselves from the rain. Vatznu and maf shilin b'makal acharein, and modest people, particularly careful people in the mitzvos, would hang them on a stick behind them, they wanted to be careful. Here, when you're dragging something, if it's possible, act like the more religious people, which is when it's small benches, then you should do it. And when a person's not planning on doing it, so then Rav Shimon says it's completely permitted. This disproof of Rav Yirmiyah Rabba is complete. Says the next mission. A person who puts out a candle because he's afraid of Gentiles or thieves, bandits, or an evil spirit, or because there's a sick person who is sleeping, he's potter kechas al haner. But if he wants to just spare the lamp, kechas al hashem and kechas al apsila, he wants to save the oil, he wants to save the wick, kind of, then he's chayv. But b'kol nechutz and apsila, Rav says you don't get punished for any of those, except for if you're trying to save the wick, because in that situation you are making charcoal out of it.